What's happening, people? And welcome to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with myself, Marvin Abbey. Now, this isn't a normal episode. This is a very, very special episode brought to you by NHS Blood and Transplants. In 2024, the NHS needs around 1.5 million donations, particularly needing people of black heritage to help provide life-saving transfusions for people affected by sickle cell. But black people make up only 1% of regular donors in England.
So to help us understand why that number is so low and what we can do to change that, we have Steve-O the Madman joining us on the podcast today. He's a social media sensation, former footballer, and really importantly, he's done a lot of work with charities like ACLT, which is the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust charity, for those who don't know, and the NHS to help raise awareness for blood donations and transplants. Very passionate campaigner you are. Steve-O, how you doing, my bro?
Yes, my brothers. What's going on? I'm good, man. I'm glad you lot are involved. I'm loving this, bruv, because the last, and people, you might have been doing your bit, to be honest with you, but in my little bit I've been doing, I've been hitting some brick walls with people, you know what I mean? So I'm glad to see you, man, here pushing the agenda, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, thank you. Thank you for joining us. So we touched on it, you know, we touched on it a little bit at the start, but can you give us a bit more info on why you feel so passionate, you know, about encouraging people to give blood?
Well, as you say, like, first things first, there's not enough of us doing it. And I've been here because of my family. Years ago, my little brother died of leukemia. I've been in the mud searching for donors, and not being successful. So I know what it can do for a family. But people of black heritage, we need to donate blood a lot more. You know what I mean? I don't want to be bad to our people, innit? Like, you know what I mean? But I'm very passionate, like you said, and we need to do more. I see a lot of us focusing on certain things that we shouldn't be focusing on when there's things we could do over here. But I want to get into, I want to be sure on what I'm saying. So I've got a little thing I want to read, right?
Yeah, cool.
And that is that in the NHS, we need people of black heritage to donate blood so they can grow and diverse donor base of a donor base of different blood types, vital for fighting sickle cell. Sickle cell is a group of hereditary blood disorders that cause red blood cells to become sickle, half-moon shaped, that makes it harder for red blood cells to move around the body and they can stick together, blocking blood vessels. And I wanted to read that because I want to be sure. I don't want to give off any information and sound stupid, you know what I mean? Because I'm learning. It's something new to me. Although my family has been involved in this and been involved with the charity for 25 years, it was only since my mum passed away that I said, you know what? She's not there to fly the flag for us. So yeah. I'll take over and use my platform, because previously, I'll be honest with you, anytime I talk about it, I clam up, I get anxiety, I get nervous. I sometimes cry because it's so close to home. You know what I mean? I've seen so many families and friends die over the years that could have been helped, you know what I mean, with just us going out for a couple of hours and donating, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's why I'm a bit passionate about this, you know what I mean? But I've got some more I want to say, boys. And that's about sickle cell. And sickle cell can cause excruciating pain, blindness, stroke, and organ damage. Anyone can have sickle cell, but it commonly affects people from Black African or Black Caribbean backgrounds. Regular blood transfusions help to prevent symptoms and complications caused by sickle cell. And that's why we are here, because it is 10 times more likely to happen to, as I say, Black African or Black Caribbean. You know what I mean? So we're out here searching, boys. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's that.
No, it makes sense. Because like I said, you know, as we're all here, I feel like the information surrounding this isn't as prevalent as it could be, you know what I mean? And I feel like for a lot of people, they don't even, you know, think about it in that way. You know, when you say for a lot of people, it's like, it's not my problem. Yeah, but for a lot of people, they don't realize how much it is our problem, essentially, because us as black people are the only people that can help, essentially. So by default, it is our issue. And, you know, by not going out and donating blood, by not going out and helping, you know what I mean? It's, you know, sometimes it's kind of like you're complicit in the problem because, like you said, you know what I mean? You go out there, it's a few minutes at a time, essentially. Yeah. And I can say to myself, I'm guilty because I was afraid of, you know what I mean, afraid of needles. And because of being afraid of needles, bro, every time, you know, anytime I'm in there, I'm thinking, ah, you know what I mean? Do I really want to go out there? But, you know, I then thought to myself, you know what? I'm making excuses. And, you know, you kind of have to say to yourself, just go out there. It's a few minutes of your time. What's the worst that could happen? And it just gets easier after that. And it's one person, two people, three people, 100 people, 200 people, and just that alone can change their lives.
Oh, mate, every little helps, bro. You know that Tesco saying, bro, this is, I swear to God, it's never been more realer in this, what we're doing here, man, because there's people. So for every time I've given blood and it's been used, that's three lives saved. You know what I mean? And I'm giving blood every 3 months. Every time I can give blood, I'm going to give blood. And you said there, it's what, you're literally 7 minutes and it's light work. You know what I mean? It really is light work. It's a fun time to do as well because you're usually surrounded by some nurses that are used to being around people and comforting people. So
what's the experience like, Steve-O?
I promise like, you, bro.
From start to finish?
From start to finish. So you go in there,
and also, how much blood do you have to give as well, Steve? How much did he take from you?
How much blood do you take? It's not... I want to say a pint. A pint.
Okay.
I want to say a pint. And it comes back. This is the thing. We regenerate, right? So the blood you give, it comes back. You know what I mean? So, like, people get this misconception that you're giving away your blood. Oh, no. It goes. We regenerate anyway. You go there. You register. You take a seat. They'll call you up, you go in, you do some iron test, which is a little prick on the end of your finger. Probably hurts, in fact, doesn't probably. That little prick on the end of your finger hurts more than the actual needle for the blood. That's the truth. I always get more like, ah, about that, but I've done it a few times now. It's minor, right? You have some energy. So you'll have some sugar, whether it be orange juice, maybe some fluid. If your iron's low, but usually people's irons are right for it. Again, you'll sit back down, then they'll call you up, sit you on the bed, strap you in, and start taking the blood. It takes about 5 to 7 minutes. You don't even feel it. I promise you, you don't even feel it. As I say, you end up talking to someone next to you because there's people surrounding you on the other beds doing the same thing. So you'll either be talking to a nurse or to another, I don't want to say patient, a donor, donor. I met some great people. I've met some friends from donating, you know what I mean? And you know what it is? We can meet friends at raves and wherever, but when you're meeting someone that's sitting next to you giving blood, you already know their core, like what where their morals are at and where their heart's at, you know what I mean? So it's a good base to meet someone who's doing a selfless act. You get what I'm saying?
I heard the donors are typically around over 40. Obviously, Steve, you're like 52, so you kind of fit that statistic. Is there a reason why there's not that many young people doing it?
Because of the misconceptions. By the way, you see how I just slid past that, Shane?
No, yeah, I read that.
It's all good. I'm close. You know, 10 years ago, you said that joke. I'm like, what? I'm getting close, bro. I've got to stop acting like it's bad, you know? But yeah, like Keithy said, the misconception, the being scared of needles, the government taking our blood, making clones, yeah, all of that.
What is that a thing?
Are you joking me, bro? Like, people are really sure of giving any DNA.
No, it's true. That's one of the reasons why I haven't donated, to be
there
fair.
There you go, so, bro. Honestly, so obviously you don't think
it's too much.
No. Wait. Hold on. Let me clarify.
You haven't given, the reason you haven't given blood is because of cloning people, the government.
Yeah. No. I didn't say that. Yeah, and I said, let me answer. So one of the reasons why I haven't donated blood is because I don't really like the way I'm dealt with at hospitals anyway, generally speaking. So I just avoid hospitals. Like, I can have a broken bone, but I'm chilling in my yard, paracetamol, going to bed. That's just me. But obviously, that needs to change. So that's just me being transparent.
And you know what, as well?
Man, Don't let him fool you, Steve-O. You know what I mean? Like I said, if they did have somewhere in Harrods that did the block, he would go there. That's where he goes to get everything else done. You know?
Bougie.
So if they put somewhere in Harrods, you know, that will take his blood. Taser will be there tomorrow getting it sorted.
Steve-O, you know what is important? Is because I feel like there needs to be more light shone on this, because I feel like with a lot of people, it tends to be personal experience as to why they're so passionate about it, if that makes sense. As in, like, something will happen with their family member who's got sickle cell, or something will happen, and because of that, they're involved and they see it firsthand. Mm-hmm. Whereas a lot of people that are living their life day to day, if they don't have it, they don't see it. So to them, it's just like, oh, whatever. So there's this, what's what I'm looking for? There's a gap between...
The information
getting to people. Because remember, you saying that it saves three lives is crazy, because I didn't even know that. I just thought you giving blood was just in case someone needs...
Nah, mate, well, let me tell you. Here's one for you, bro. On average, every year, sickle cell patients need 100 blood donors to stay alive. That's each one. 100.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, the statistics, I've got some numbers here, and I will be throwing them at you, boys, because I want to make sure we understand what's going on there. You know what I mean? So, like, when you think of it like that, that's 100 donors each person. We ain't got enough, bruv. We ain't got enough, you know what I mean? So, but until, like what Marv just said, until you're standing next to the person that's going through this and they're telling you about their pain and all the rest of it and their life that they have to live, it's horrible, to be honest with you. I feel for them. But until you're listening to them, you won't know what they're going through, because these people are so strong. They put on a brave face. They could be standing next to you at the bus stop and you will never know the pain. They're probably gritting their teeth and knowing that us next to them is someone possibly could help them or help someone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trust me, man, I get deep.
But, you know, something Marvin did touch on as well is, for a lot of people, it's, we never think about these things until it's somebody that's really, really close to us. And I guess, you know, as people, we kind of have to look past that, essentially, because, like you said, you know, it is somebody that's close to you, essentially, because, you know, you're out there and you never know, you could be helping a family member or a friend, you know? Some, you know, like, there's always, I look at it as, you know, 6 degrees of separation between us. Yeah. So you don't know whose blood your blood will save, essentially. Mm-hmm. So the less we kind of think about it as, you know, I don't really know anyone that's going through it, and more of, hey, you know, let me try and just help somebody out. You may actually be helping somebody within your circle, essentially.
Let me ask you this, then. Do you think, because I think, as I've got older, think about when we was younger, we didn't care about the news and the stuff that's going on, right? Not as much, right?
Mm-hmm.
As I've got older, I care. I don't want to care. I try and tell myself not to get involved with it, because I know the propaganda and all the rest of it, right? But just so what's going on around the world, as I've got older, I've started to care more. There was a little girl recently who... I put something up on my page of her. People started cussing her, and she thought the world was such a horrible place. And I cared about that. As I've got older, I've started to care. So then when this steps in front of you and you actually think, hang on, this is real. This is real life. And not only is it real life and real pain, it's for my people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? People that look like us.
Yeah, bro. Like, people that look like us that haven't got as much people to protect them. You know what I mean? So, like, we have to all come together. So, yeah, I think as I've got older, I care more, man. I really care more. So when you see things like this, yeah, we should. And not only that, when you have a platform like we've got, you see a lot.
Yeah.
Like I think we see a lot more, you know what I mean? So, like, unless you've literally got your Ray Charles glasses on, like, and just literally saying, you know what, forget that, because you can't help everything. Then, yeah, man, you're going to see some stuff and something's going to attach to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So where do you, Steve-O, where do you go to get, to donate blood?
I've moved out of London now, but for some reason I felt to go back and do it where I come from in Enfield. So I've done a few in Enfield, but I've also put on a few blood drives. So we've put one on at Westfield in East London, Stratford, and we've put one on at the Westfield in West London. So, yeah, so I've done them all over the place, to be honest with you. I do them everywhere, bro. I do them wherever. Wherever I can go and bring some awareness, I'll go and do it there.
Now, what does it feel like after? Like once you've donated blood, what does it feel like after?
I literally feel like a superhero because it's the greatest. So, there's two feelings. There's the physical feeling, which is fine. Some people, I guess, when you give blood, you feel a bit faint or whatever, but I don't. So I made sure I go there with the right amount of sugars and I don't drink this. And you know what I mean? I go prepared. So I'd say prepare yourself. But the feeling you get, what's the word? The intrinsic feeling. That's a feeling you get when you get a feeling you're not giving nothing. You don't want nothing. It's just that's intrinsic giving. I think it's intrinsic feeling.
Steve, I was going to say...
Go on, was I wrong?
I don't think that's the meaning of intrinsic.
Yeah. No, well done. Hey, that's why we're here, though, boys, to help each other. That's why we're here.
I was going to let that slide. I was like, yo, let him land.
You know what intrinsic is, right? But anyway, so, hey again.
Steve, all you need to say to the man is, what does it mean? Don't let man get Googling and don't know what it means.
Hey, help me out. You know what? I'll pass one on Marv. Can you help me out here? Because I've got that wrong.
Why are we getting Google that?
What does it mean?
I just know intrinsic in terms of, like, you can use it in football, innit? In terms of intrinsic. You know
what?
What? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I've done it intrinsically. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was...
So, here's what intrinsic... So, intrinsic reward is when you do things without wanting anything back. So I know that for sure. And that is most definitely what I'm doing. But that isn't what I was trying to explain then. So I would say that, right? But yeah, the feeling you get is very rewarding. I feel like I've done... Imagine, you know when they in the movies or in the rappers you say, I give you the blood from my body. I don't know what rapper said it, but it sounded like a rapper would say though, right?
And it's, what were you listening to?
Hey, Steve-O, that sounds very intrinsic, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very skillful, isn't it? Yeah. Step overs and thing, isn't it, Mark? But anyway, but listen, one of the maddest, the best things you could do, I guess, is give blood. Give when you hear that dads have given their son their liver or their lungs or whatever it may be. When you can give something, your body, give you a piece of you, bruv, I don't think there's any other thing that can top that, bruv. Definitely not money. You know what I mean? We all give money away, but to give your blood, like I'll give my little finger to you. I say that to Emma. Yeah, she still left me. You know, come on.
It weren't intrinsic enough.
It went intrinsic enough.
Look, you know what intrinsic means?
Go on.
Belonging to the essence, belonging to the essential nature or constitution of a thing. That's what I'm saying. So football, if you do something intrinsic, it's natural. See, I'm telling you.
Nah, hey, sit down, okay. Man.
You didn't explain it. You just said you've heard it in football. You didn't explain it.
No, but I said when you do something intrinsically in football, then like it's natural. Like Messi was up, for example. We won't explain.
Yeah, you're saying that now. But you were saying that before.
No, don't try. I said it. Don't. I knew.
I saw the phone in your hand. So
no, I didn't. But I'm gonna Google it. I'm gonna Google it that quick. Nah, Steve, you're a hater. You know.
There you go. Look,
you used it crazily though.
Look, there we go. Intrinsic motivation. Yeah, is where you feel you complete a task. And it's an internal reward. There you go. See? Am I right?
Do you know what Steve-O is? Steve-O's one of them people that, like, if you go to, like, a group session and they do the whole, like, the leadership and stuff, he's going to be calling out all this stuff during the workday. Cognitive. You know the manager said we've got to be cognitive. Like, what's going on over there, Steve-O, man? Bare spider diagram structures.
I am in a phase of life where I am learning... And sometimes I get it wrong. Sometimes I pronounce words and I've got it wrong. I learned it yesterday. I try and do it today. It's long.
I'm there.
I hear it.
So where we doing intrinsic?
Marvin lives there. You know what I mean? So,
hey boys, before we carry on, can I just throw a few more stats at you? Right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
There we go. So we need 12,000 new Black heritage donors to give blood and help us fight sickle cell in England. 12,000. Now, considering none of your pals probably do it, like, there's not many people doing it. So 12,000, it might not seem a lot in the country, but it's a lot. 250 blood donations a day are needed to help people affected by sickle cell. 250 a day.
I'm trying to think, is that a lot?
It's a lot, bro.
Also, a question. From the let's say I go to donate blood tomorrow. How long after till I can do it again?
3 months.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And to answer your question, no, that's not a lot, but it's a lot. Like when someone needs it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
it's not
a lot for us to get up and go and do and tell another 10 people next to us or on our story. But for the people that need it,
it's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I feel like within our networks, I genuinely, like, if we think of kind of the population, you know what I mean, of Black people within the UK, essentially, and the networks that we have and the people that we have around us, we can definitely put a sizable dent in that number. If we were all to, you know, band together with everyone we have around us, bro, you know what I mean? Because if you think about it, 12,000 people is a lot of people, but, you know, compared to how many people view, you know, our stuff, people that listen to us.
At the next R&B thing, let me get on stage and make an announcement about giving blood.
Steve will be like, hey, we're taking blood outside.
Or some leaflets. Or some leaflets, bro.
No, I'm joking. Yeah, man. Come on, man. That makes sense.
But I'm not saying, like, listen, hey, everyone, stop the music, stop the vibes. Stop.
No, you got to do it in a leather shirt with no top underneath and leather pants.
What's going on here?
No, like R&B, real Joe this year.
No, but Steve right. would though. That's the problem.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I'll be sick because everyone will get their cameras out.
100%, bro. I'll go tight. I don't mind, boy.
Hella chafing. Go on.
I'm packing. But what's it?
What? Yeah, man.
What?
The baby powder and all of that.
Hey, I said he's packing, you know.
Hey. Briefcase.
A lie?
No, but I just want to, before I carry on, obviously, the misconceptions, I want to get it across. I promise you, it doesn't hurt. No one ain't taking your DNA for any cloning. I can guarantee you that ain't happening now. But with all this information that we've shared, you can see why it's important for us to continue to raise awareness to get Black people to donate. We've had an amazing response with the number of Black heritage donors. So let's keep growing and, add to that number, man.
Well, Steve-O, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story, man.
Yeah, bro. Big up you lot, man. Honestly, to have this with you, man. Yeah, usually you man are talking about.
Whoa!
Hey, stay calm, man.
I knew it already. Whoa!
Not Keith. He's distinguished.
Oh, is he?
Thank you.
Yes.
Why is he distinguished, please?
Chill out.
Steve-O, one sec. Steve-O, why is Keith the distinguished one, please?
Because he drinks with nice glasses and...
is that why I like distinguished?
He sits with his legs crossed like this. Yeah. Listen, if I knew what it was, I would do it myself. I don't know what it is. Yeah,
brother, listen, you got my Keith blushing. Keith blushing. Man's picking his teeth and
all I'm saying is, like I said, you know what I mean? You might just hate him because man's appreciating the man's a minute. You know, Malcolm is me.
You all individually got your thing going on, bruv. Like, you've all got your little thing going on. So I love it. It's a great threesome. Yeah, mate.
I knew you were gonna, bro. I knew it.
Do you know what's so funny? Yeah,
Steve, but the way you describe ain't no babes in that. There's no babes in that.
This is coming from someone who has Welcome to the Madhouse on his wall. So yeah, you know, there's only so much.
The Madhouse. Wait, you don't even know the half, bro. Why do you think I'm not on as much? Like, I can't even film half the stuff that's going on in the Madhouse right now, bro. All I'm saying is there is a party coming soon. Yeah, you man are invited. It's going off, yeah? Phones in the lockers, yeah?
Oh, okay. Like that?
Oh, yeah, man.
What he says, entry at the door is a pint of blood.
Yes. That's it. There you go.
That'll be a cold party, though.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah. No, honestly, this is a great, you know, it's a great conversation. And like we said, for everybody that is listening, you know what I mean, consider it. Try it one time, you know? Give it a try. If you don't like it, at least you've given it a try.
Yeah, man.
But like Steve said,
and you save 3 lives.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that bad. You know what I mean? Even if it's 3, even if you sit there and say, you know what, I've gone out there and I've given X, Y, Z. But like I said, give it a try. And what's the worst that could happen, man?
So give blood. Feel good. No sweat. Fighting sickle cell is in our blood. Book now at blood.co.uk. And I'm actually going to book mine right now.